Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 17, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released May 19th and 20th, 2003.
Nazarene, we start with a good question from our friend Diane in Wisconsin, who asked, do you have any living relatives? If so, who are they, and how can one contact them?
Of course I have living relatives, dear one. Demetrius and Alora are my living relatives, and you already know how to contact them. All the children of Israel are my living relatives. If you want to contact some of them, you can go to Israel and walk the streets of Jerusalem or Tel Aviv or any of the other Israeli cities, and you will be surrounded by my relatives. Actually, even the Muslim people are my relatives, my descendants. And you can, you know, contact any of them that are truly from those lands. My relatives are everywhere, and it's very easy to contact them. And you can know my true descendants because they do only good, no matter how much evil is around them, no matter how much temptation there is to do wrong. They are the ones that are promoting peace. They are the ones that are going out and saying, hey, we shouldn't hate each other. This isn't the way of God. Those are my relatives, dear one. Those are the ones I cherish and protect and help, and who are my true descendants. Those who hate, unfortunately, may carry my blood, but they are not my relatives because they do not follow the ways of God. My relatives are everywhere, dear one. They are in the United States, they are in Europe, they are in South America. Anywhere you go, you can meet my relatives because they are the people that are doing good. Those are the ones that belong to me, dear one.
Wow, Nazarene! Us too!
Of course you too, Alora. The blood of David flows through your veins just as it flowed through mine. You are a child of Israel.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it.
Our friend Diane also asked, Nazarene, what do you think of premarital sex?
Now that depends highly, dear one, on what you call sex. Direct intimacy, intercourse, I do not believe in. Of course, there are other little things that a man and a woman can do before they are married to fulfill each other's desires that we would not fully consider a complete sexual act. But I do not believe that a man and a woman should be intimate before they are married and have the possibility of producing children. I know with the chemical things that you have today and the protective things that this can be done without producing children, but I still do not believe that it is fully appropriate. God teaches that you should not be intimate before you take your vows, and God has a reason for this. God wants marriage to be sacred. He wants intimacy to be sacred. And when a man and a woman are legally joined by a church, by a minister, then that marriage is legal before the eyes of God and acceptable, and those two have become one. And after that, any sexual activity that they enter into is perfectly legitimate. But before those vows are taken, before one stands up and commits to the relationship, it is not recognized by God and should not be done.
Uh-oh, they're not going to like that, Nazarene.
Whether people like or dislike God's way, Alora, doesn't matter too much to us. What matters to us is that they do God's way, whether they like it or not.
We'll be back again.